Hakdoma to the Hakdoma of Shir HaShirim. Tomorrow will be the Hakdoma, and then we'll take a Mitzvah Shem, start Shir HaShirim. When I say Hakdoma to Hakdoma, because the Hakdoma to Shir HaShirim is to connect it to Pesach. We read it on Pesach. I have a whole idea that I want to share with the Olam to connect Shir HaShirim to Pesach and Purim and the whole. But besides for that, Shir HaShirim is also read by many, many in Klal Yisrael every Friday evening. Every Friday evening, if you look in Yesidah, there's a Shir HaShirim in Yesidah. Every Friday evening, there's a Minig Yisrael Torah to read Shir HaShirim. Now, what you're gonna find interesting about Shir HaShirim is you have to know what connection does I have to Shabbos. So, one of the biurim to explain this is to better understand what's the greatness of Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, if you look in the Yalkut Shemayni, the Yalkut Shemayni says that there's ten shirim that exist. One is the Shir of Lasid Lavai, and then there's like eight that led up to Shir HaShirim, starting with, you know, the Shir from Amol, going into the Shir of Oz Yashir, then going into the Shir of the Be'er, and the Shir of Devira, and the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu Parshas Hazinu. So all the Shirim have Kedusha. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedusha. Shir HaShirim is the highest level. What's so special about Shir HaShirim? Usually we don't have time to think about it. Pesach, when they're reading it, Shabbos Chol Moed, the Olam is just waiting for it to end. It's another big, long thing in the middle of a long davening when everybody's tired from the storm and everything else. So it's one of those things that you just want to... The minyan in the hotel where I used to daven, the earlier minyan, or whatever, the smaller minyan, in the hotel, so they always come to me, almost every year, the same person. Rabbi, could we skip Shir HaShirim? And it's like a minig, and I tell him this medrash, that Shir HaShirim is the highest level from all the Shir. He says, oh yeah, Taka. Forgets from year to year. Somehow, forgets that. So you have to know what's so special about Shir HaShirim, number one. Number two, if you look here in the Gemara in Brachas, Tafnun Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, even if you just see Shir HaShirim in a dream, it's already a madrega. Horoya Shir HaShirim pachaloim yitzapel lachasidus. Yeah? Yitzapel lachasidus. Something special is with you. If you saw, not you said Shir HaShirim, you saw Shir HaShirim in a dream, big things are happening. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Yodayim. Talks about Tuma, how, you know, Megillah is Makabal Tuma. So over there, Rabbi Akiva makes a statement, Lo Yhoya Kol Olam Kedai, the whole world was worthy, Ki Yoyim Shenitin Bo Shir HaShirim. Hatamaisen. There's a Mishnah. There's not a Pesach Tzavor from the Medrash, there's a Mishnah. Mishnah Meseches Yedai. That the whole creation was worth it for the day that Shir HaShirim was given. And Rabbi Akiva explains, Shekol HaKsuvim Kodesh, all the Psukim in Tanakh and Ksuvim are Kodesh, the Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadosh. Shir HaShirim is much higher. It's Kodesh Kadosh. Now, Pshutoi Shom Mikra, from this Mishnah, it's mashma that Shir HaShirim is even more Choshev than Matan Torah. Like that day of Shir HaShirim. What about Matan Torah? We know that the whole world was created for the Torah. Right? Bereishis, Bishvil HaTorah, Shnei Bereishis. So Stamazay, it's a Shver Mishnah. What does it mean? The whole world. So obviously the Mishnah means, L'chayra the Mishnah means, that Shir HaShirim captures something which is a basis to the Torah. That's what the Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't mean Shir HaShirim has something isolated. Shir HaShirim captures the Torah. What's so special? What's Shir HaShirim? What's it is? What's going on? anyway. According to the Gaon, you're supposed to reach your Ashirim Dafka with a cloth, with a bracha. It's a very serious, it's a very serious thing. It's not a joke. It's very serious. So Shaila is, what's going on? So I'll tell you like this. Read you a Yalkut Shemayni, the beginning of Shir Ashirim. The Yalkut Shemayni reads as follows. Shir Ashirim is chaviv mikol Ashirim. Shir Ashirim is the most chaviv. Says the Yalkut Shemayni, why? Lefi sheyesh poi shevach laKadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, has shevach to Hashem. Number two, shevach haTorah. And number three, shevach Yisrael. Shenema kesheshana ben achoichim. So it has the shevach of everybody. So basically, Shir HaShirim, not only were Meshabeach the Rebbeinu Shalom, but we're also being Meshabeach the Klal Yisrael, being Meshabeach the Torah. Rabbi Yankov Zatzal always asked, that we know the Pesach says in Tanakh, Ya'aluch HaZor V'loi Picha. Dovra HaMelech says it also, right? Ya'aluch HaZor V'loi Picha. Which means, never praise yourself. Let other people praise you. You don't have to praise yourself. Ya'aluch HaZor V'loi Picha. Let somebody out there praise you, not yourself. Ask Rabbi Yankov. So what's pshat that the Chazal are telling us that Shir HaShirim is so choshev because Yesh Boi Shvach Shol Yisrael. That means most Shirim that you say, you're praising Hashem. Shir HaShirim is praising the Rebbeinu, is praising Klal Yisrael. Also, besides for praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're praising the Torah and you're praising Klal Yisrael. So Fekha Biankiv, that's not a Maila. There's not a Maila to praise yourself. Somebody would ask me about a bocher for a shidduch, and I would say one of his characteristics is he constantly praises himself. It's not a maila. It's a chsar. Right? So what's pshat? But the Yalkut Shemayni is saying that's why Shir HaShirim is so choshev. Because Yesh Bo Yishvach and Shol Yisrael. That's what it says. So, in order to answer this, you have to answer one other big kasha. Chazal compare the Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael like the Avas Isha to her husband. Right? There's many psukim we're going to see in Shir HaShirim like that. That there's a shaychus when we want to describe the love of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, it's like the love of a marriage, of a relationship, husband and wife. The obvious question is, A, it seems inappropriate. When you're talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom, you're talking about Melech Malchei Hamelachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Why would you bring it down to a level of a husband and wife? Husband and wife is a very nice thing, it's beautiful, but you're talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a whole different idea. How do we make such a... The husband and wife is a Spitz Kashmir's connection. A Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ain loy guf, loy asigu masig is a guf. The Rebbeinu Shalom, there is no guf. You can't be masig a guf. What's shaykh? Shaykh. Not only that, even in Lomdus it's that way. The halach is you could be Mekadosh and Uber. It's a Mishnah Kiddushin. That you could do Kiddushin to an Uber. If the baby is in the womb, right? The father could be Mekadosh's daughter while she's in the womb. Right? If his wife is pregnant, it's a very early shidduch, right? There's no shidduch crisis. If the girl's already engaged before she's born, the father could be Mekadosh to Uber. You don't. You say im. First of all, with your mother working for Dr. Abdalek, so you know there's many ways to find out. So what's the ganze kasha? But okay, maybe you're like a prime that the sonograms are always wrong. Anyway, the Mishnah Lashon HaMishnah is im yelda ishtecha nekeva tei mekudeshes. If your wife has a girl, I want the kedushin to be chal. So hukarubah it works. Okay, there's a lot of kashas on the Rambam and the Mishnah. There's a stira between hilchas and mechira, whether it's called davar shaloi b'liyolam hukarubah with the ktzais with the machlichaim. It's a big sugya. It's a very big sugya in Lomdus. But the Rambam says that when the girl is born, you have to be Mekadosh again. Kedei shaloi yei kedushin shal doifri. It shouldn't be like a false kiddushin. What does that mean? Why do you have to do kiddushin again? This is a fascinating Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that because the Uber is not born yet, even if you make a kinyan, you can't have ishus. You can't have a relationship with an Uber. It's not here. Mela felt in the kiddushin. Since one of the components of kiddushin is ishus. So that strengthens our kasha. How do we compare the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribono Shel Olam? How do you compare it to an ish? What's shaychus? No shaychus. If you look in the Rambam does the same thing. The Rambam talks about Avas Hashem, and he says that Avas Hashem is Kavas Isha. So he's looking at the Rambam. Also very shver. What's going on? What's pshat? So I'll tell you what you could say here, Posha Pshat. It's Posha Pshat. What's Taka so unique about the relationship between a husband and a wife? What's Taka such a special thing? Why? What's so special? So we find a Meridik Echidish in Allah. The Mishnah brings down in Ksubis that a husband has to redeem his wife. If his wife gets captured, he has a chiv to redeem her. He has to be paid there. Now, normally there's halach and pinyan shvuyim that you're not allowed to redeem. Those of you that learned Gittin probably remember it from Gittin. That you're not allowed to redeem a captive more than he's worth. Because you're going to encourage the goyim to capture Jews. If they know they can get $20 million ahead, they're going to keep on capturing. So I'll stick an oil on. You're not allowed to redeem. Ain't poydin as hashvuyim yosim chtei demayim. It's a sugya in Gittin. The shaila is, if you look here in the sugya, the shaila is, what about nishpazishtoi? What happens if a person's wife is captured? So it says like this, ksubis daf nun aleph. Nishpazishtoi, v'hoyu mevakshim imenu ad asora b'dameo. They ask him 10 times the value of his wife. Poydin. Now, obviously, a wife is priceless. Value meaning on the market. In the slave market, right? Asar Bedamov, you still redeem her. Other state. Comes Toysvis, right here in Ksubis. Fech Toysvis in Toymal. Toysvis Akasha. You're not allowed to redeem a captive more than he's worth. Fech Toysvis in Toymal. Vog Begitten. Tanan ain't paid us as we yasim echte de mayim. And for Toysus, V'yei Shloimah, listen to Toysus, V'yei Shloimah. Da'afilu, he says, even if the halach is, you can't be paid there. He says, the halach is lo tiknu shalo yuchal adam liftoysus atzmai. What happens if you're captured? You're a multi-billionaire. Somebody captures you. Okay, you're in captivity. The guy says, okay, have your wife wire me tomorrow $1 billion, and I'll let you out. Are you allowed to do that? Why is everybody quiet? Why? Well, it's the same problem. You incur the same takana. Listen to Toysvis. Zok Toysvis. Sharei oy bad or. You can't expect a person not to redeem himself back. A person gives everything he has for his life. Unreasonable. But listen to Toysis' next words. So Toysis, Your wife is like you. And the Mela, whatever you would give for yourself, you have to be able to give for your wife. A person can't. So Toy's saying an unbelievable chiddush, because the Gemara in Gittin talks about redeeming your own child. By your child, you still have to be concerned not to redeem for too much. But by your wife, it's the closest relationship. Ishtek Agufa. Everybody asks, what's going on? How could that be? What's pshat? What is the pshat? Chakeret, a child, is uber yerechimoy. Right? Brok haradavua. Child is definitely more part of you than the etzem, biologically speaking, than your wife. Obviously, there's some nakuda here that's unique. What's that uniqueness? So I'll tell you Pasha the Pshat. The Pshat is that normally the kesha that a person has with their wife, that has a very unique element. What's the element? The element is that when a person gets married, he's building a mishpacha. He's building a mishpacha. That's why in a relationship, in a marriage, healthy marriage, the relationship keeps on getting starker and starker. Gets stronger and stronger. Why does it get stronger and stronger? Because they're building more together. If you have a couple, they're not getting along, they have no children. Okay? It's easier for them. Okay, it's not working. Part ways. Once they have two children, it's hard. One child is hard. Two children, harder. Three children. You have a family. It's very hard. Then, you have Einiklach. You have grandchildren. It just gets starker and starker. The more you build together, the more you build, your relationship is based on what you're building together. That's the uniqueness of a marriage. The uniqueness of a marriage is that the relationship is not from your biological connection. Your relationship is based on what you're building. That's why the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Ribbono Shel Olam is compared to an Ish. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not a relationship you have. I'm close to God. You know, there's a lot of Fayyidim that say that. I'm close. I don't keep, you know, I'm a non-observant, but me and the Ribbono Shel Olam were very close. We have a great kesha. He doesn't tell me what to do. I don't tell him what to do. It's kivaldik. It's a nitaze. There's only one way to have a kesher Ribbono Shel Olam. The kesher Ribbono Shel Olam is built on how much you build in that relationship. How much you're doing in for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that relationship. What are the payers of the relationship? That's the godliness. That's what the Chazal mean. That's what the Rambam means. Kavas Isha. Because that's the point. The point is that the kesher you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam is based on what you build. What you build from that. And that's why Tosis is saying in Ksubis that when it comes to redeem your wife, ishtek egufay. You have to redeem. Just like for yourself, you have to call mechosov. Same thing for your wife. That's the selbazach. The emes is, what's kiddush on Shabbos? We know Shabbos, one of the big nekudas of Shabbos is zochos emes Shabbos lekach. Kiddush. What's the kiddush of Shabbos? So shtukal apel. Kiddush on Yom Tov, we understand Kiddush. Because Yom Tov doesn't have Kiddusha on its own. Klal Yisrael have to come and give Kiddusha Sazman. That's why we say in the davening, Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman. Right? Shabbos is Nishtaz. Shabbos, the Gemara says, Vayivorech Elohim es Yom HaShvi Vayikadosh es. Hashem gave Kiddusha Shabbos. And that's why in davening, we don't say Yisrael, we say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Because Hashem gave the Kiddusha to Shabbos. So if that's the case, so what do? We make Kiddush. Yehuda Void Lakra. Every Yid gets up in his home, he makes Kiddush. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Make Kiddush. Even Noshe Machayev in Kiddush d'oraisa. Zocha v'shomer. Even though it's a mitzvah seish hazman gomer. Chayev in Kiddush. Every woman is Chayev in Kiddush d'oraisa. It's pshat. Who you make Kiddush? Hashem gave Kiddush to the Shabbos. Vayivorach l'kim esim ha-shivay Kaddush ha-isay. Hashem gave Kiddusha to Shabbos. What are you doing? By Yom Tov, you could say, we're involved. Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. What's Shabbos? What is this? The Teretz is that when a Jew is Mekadosh Shabbos, he's Moisif. Hashem doesn't want to just give you Kiddusha. Hashem wants you to take that and make Paris from it. And to add to it, yes, Hashem gave us the Sherish. He gave us the root. But Hashem wants us to add to that Kedusha. That's the tachlis. That's Hashem gave us a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. Not that we should just have a Neshama Yisera, we should do something. We should build on it. We should have Paris from it. That's why it's called Kedusha. It's doimet to an Ishus. Klai Yisrael called the Benzug of Shabbos, Chazal tells us. Klai Yisrael considered married to Shabbos. It's the same thing. You have to make Paris from your Shabbos. Shabbos is not there just, you go through Shabbos. Shabbos is to make Paris from Shabbos. You know, there's a beautiful Baal Shem Tov, fascinating Baal Shem Tov. He says, the Gemara says, in Maseches Be'ah, how do we know every person gets a Neshama Yisera? Shabbos. We learn out of a Pasuk. Vayayim HaShvi, Shavas Vayinofash. So the word Vayinofash stands for Vey of the Nefesh. Where we lost the Nefesh. Vey of the Nefesh. Frek the Baal Shem, why doesn't the Torah tell you in the positive you have a Neshama Yisera? Instead the Torah says, after Shabbos you lose the Neshama Yisera. Tell me you have one. No? It's better to say negatively. Yeah. So you know what he says in the Gemara Gavot? He says that who's Zoycha to have a Neshama Yisera? You know who's Zoycha to have a Neshama Yisera? Somebody who realized there's something to get Shabbos. There's something to accomplish on Shabbos. It's an opportunity. If you realize that Shabbos is an opportunity, you'll be able to get from your Neshama Yisera. If you don't realize Shabbos goes away, if you don't realize it's an opportunity, that there's a veil of the nefesh, you're not going to get from your Neshama Yisera. You only get from your Neshama Yisera. It's like yeshiva. I always say this, Baal Shem Tov is like yeshiva. If a guy goes through yeshiva, he goes through yeshiva. Ketana yeshiva, gedolei beis medrash kol. If he doesn't realize it's an opportunity, he's not going to get anything from it. He has to realize there's a veil of the nefesh. There's a time he's going to be out of yeshiva. And then he's not going to have the Neshama Yisera of yeshiva. And that's the way, Yikadosh is. And that's the Indian of the Shir HaShirim. The Indian of Shir HaShirim is saying that we and the Rabbanu Shel Olam are a team that we built. This Paris, that's Shir HaShirim. We'll talk about this more, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. And that's the reason why we read it Dafka Bizman Kiddush of Shabbos, during Ben HaShemoshes, when Shabbos is coming in, because we have to make from the Shabbos a Shir HaShirim. We have to make from the Shabbos something that gives off fruit. Something that gives off Paris. So Dafka the Zman of the reading of the Shir HaShirim is during that time. And that's why the Gemara says that it was Kedai, Shir HaShirim, for the whole world to be created. Because why are we here in this world? We're here to produce Paris. We're here to make Shir HaShirim. We're here to make, and that's the Lashon Shir HaShirim, is that the Shir which is Moilad of a Shirim. That's the whole concept of Shir HaShirim. And Mimela, the Shir HaShirim, the tachlis of Shir HaShirim, is to talk about the productivity of Klal Yisrael, of what we produce, what we have to produce. And the Mela, that's the Kesher to Shabbos. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll see what the Kesher is to Pesach.